HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to She Slays. This week we have another champion story for all of you. We are in conversation with 19-year-old Ashish Sharma, an undergraduate student in applied psychology in Delhi. Ashi developed a severe case of depression at the age of 16. Sexual abuse traumas made it even worse for her, and with people slut-shaming and name-calling made it very hard to recover. While she did try to reach out to people, but the awareness of mental health was way too little for her to get adequate help. Ashi took the matters in her own hands, for she knew that therapy will be an impossible option for her. She began taking regular walks and trying different activities every single day and continued to grow her self-love. Self-care helped, and gradually Ashi started to feel a lot better. So keep listening to this week's She Slays as Ashi tells her story of battling depression and taking the reins in her own hands to become stronger and more appreciative of her mental health.
Hi. I'm Ashi, I'm 19 years old. I'm currently studying psychology and apparently terrible at telling much about myself. All I can say is that I'm a simple human being who writes what her mind tells her to and dance like a Bharati when she's happy and a bathroom singer. My childhood was pretty normal, playing wrestling with my brother and annoying my mom, daddy's princess. Time with family was pretty much like a Dwarka carnival roller coaster all day and like any other brown family. काफ़ी बातें बस ब्रश हो जाया करती थी कारपेट के नीचे. माई मेंटल ट्रायल्स हिट मी द डे आई फेल्ट लाइक गिविंग अप अराउंड. लाइक आई जस्ट वॉन्टेड टू एंड एवरीथिंग एंड स्टॉप दिस टाइम एंड जस्ट डू समथिंग टू एंड द पेन आई हैड इनसाइड मी. सिंस चाइल्डहुड आई फेल्ट डिफरेंट. आई नेवर फेल्ट लाइक आई बिलोंग समवेयर विद समवन और फॉर एनीवन फॉर दैट मैटर. देन वन डे अ फ्रेंड कम्स टू मी, पुट्स हिज हैंड ऑन माई शोल्डर, वी जस्ट टॉकिंग. And then he reached to my breast and I just stood there for 2 seconds. I took a step back, told him that I have to go because I couldn't really say anything back then. Or apparently school mein baatein bahut differently pass hoti thi. So when the game ended, all I could hear was she did it with someone in school. What a desperate attention whore. And I could never explain anyone what happened or even mention it to anyone. It was that time when it hit me ki shit, this is wrong. This is not what I expected to happen. And why is it even happening to me? That's when it hit me that it has happened before in much worse way with me in childhood, which made me scarred at a level where I couldn't even get out of my bed and look at myself. The school incident triggered my past memory and suddenly everything is in my mind again. The thoughts, the memories which I tried so hard to bury resurfaced once again. The feeling of fear and discomfort when someone came close to me grew with me. It made me scared. It made me feel like I wasn't enough. The first time it happened was when I was 6 years old, which went for a few years continuously, once or twice a week. There were internals as far as I can remember, but the intervals were short at times. So this person who sexually abused me was working for my parents and used to look after me and my brother all day like a caretaker for 3 years. So it happened continuously for 3 years at different intervals. Gap tha time mein. And then she left and returned to her home village. Back then I had no clue what's wrong, what's right, should I tell anyone or not? What's happening? What should I do? Who should I talk to? I didn't realize it back then, but then the school incident happened and there I was. Just standing there realizing what all happened and how it affected me, how it scarred me. It triggered many trust issues for me in my life, as I never thought that something like this would happen. And after all of this, it all hit me when I was 16, 3 or 4 years back. and I went into depression. I would harm myself every day just to feel something, and I would blame myself for everything. My journey with mental health is still going on till this date. I still cry myself to sleep, but the only thing I've acknowledged now is that all I have suffered is now gone, and there were definitely many downs and few ups as well. But the downs that came to me with the suicidal symptoms are something which broke me down completely. But deep inside, I knew what happened before wasn't my fault, and I couldn't go back with time. So I have to move on with my life and see things in a new perspective, because the longer I hold on, the longer I feel fear, discomfort around humans. I did not tell anyone in my family about any of my traumas before, because I was too scared or just too confused. Like, should I tell them? Should I not tell them? I was new to everything and way too ashamed to say it out loud. When I was 16 years, I told my family that I need help. I need to see a psychologist because I did not have the will to live anymore. And I did not want to give up as well. You know how there's one part inside your heart and mind deep down that there's someone who loves you, who looks up to you, chahe wo koi bhi ho. And I just did not want to give up so easily. So when I told my parents about it, they were rigid, kafi samjhana pada. But then it was out there in my family, but still wo rigidness like reh jati hai, like carpet ke niche. There was a moment in my life where I shattered completely. And I was just about to give up on everything. I went up to the roof. I sat there for 1 hour silently. And I wrote a letter that day to my family, a goodbye letter. And when I was up there for 1 hour, it made me think that there is this part of me jo nahi karna chahti. Because I haven't done it till now. I'm still scared for the people I'm leaving behind. And that was the moment when I decided to pursue therapy and tell my parents about my mental health and that I needed help. I went to 3 psychologists and everyone suggested medications, but I wanted to do it myself. I felt like they won't understand me even if I tell them everything. I won't be able to explain the pain I had back then, but apart from all of this, the last psychologist did give me the reality check that I needed. And the way I wanted to hear it. She didn't suggest me medications right away, but made me understand that no matter what, I can only heal myself when I really want to do so. And this was my personal choice, that I did not want to opt for medications. I wanted to try therapy first, and if that did not work, then I would probably think about medications. But medications was never my first option personally. The second I realized the thing the psychologist said to me, I decided to take matters in my hand. I knew if there's someone who can fix me and get me out of this, is me. I stopped visiting the psychologist after 2 sessions and looked after myself as I would look after someone I love. And started by just taking baby steps. The second I decided to take matters in my hand, I started with just getting out of the bed once a day. Just once I used to force myself to get out of the bed and just do anything. And dheere dheere from getting out once, I went to going on dates alone. I used to groom myself each time I went out. I tried so many new things. I started to paint, to dance, to speak. When I was going through depression, the thoughts and the voice in my head got so loud that I wasn't able to speak. I felt physical pain at times, but I just started by getting out of the bed once. And I still do it. If I still feel uneasy any day, I just try to get out of my bed once. Getting ready, treating myself in the best way possible did help me. I used to feel this heaviness inside my body, which is why I never felt like getting up, because it was way too heavy for me. I lifted some first by getting out of the bed, and slowly I just started to let go of that heaviness. My mind used to go crazy because I felt so empty that I had nothing to think about except of dying and giving up. Going out and just writing at times, or even just going for a small walk, made me feel less empty. It made me feel light that I can get out of the bed at least. I can do this. One thing I would say that is, instead of being your own critic when things go wrong or when it stumbles down, remember that you always, and I repeat, always have the power to turn around and change things. And everything happens for a reason. Every person enters your life with a motive. It's either a lesson or a memory. After a while trying to work for myself, I still felt uncomfortable and insecure about myself and in front of people. I felt like I'm not someone they want to talk to. But then a friend of mine gave me support. He believed that I can do it myself and I'm strong enough to handle anything what life throws at me. So a particular incident which made me feel confident for the very first time was when I was dancing with all my friends and this one song comes up and me and my friend are the only two people dancing and vibing on that song. Cringy Bollywood hookup steps gives us another feel, I guess. It made me feel so confident about my own self and I felt happy about my mental health that yes, I can do this.
So this was Ashi Sharma's story. A mental health advocate and warrior amidst us, who not only fought depression, but eventually emerged stronger to tell her story to inspire so many more. We do hope that her story encourages you and inspires you to tell your health story and prioritize your health. If you too have a story to tell, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com. And we would love to tell your story to the world. This is Chaya Dabas, your host, signing off. I will see you next week with another champion story. Till then, take care of your health and keep slaying. Bye-bye.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.